USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is returning to Washington, D.C. this week to deliver the closing address at the America First Agenda Summit. The president set to hammer the Biden administration on 40-year high inflation. This, as Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said on Sunday, that she believes inflation spiked because of global factors like COVID-19 and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin says she'd like to see more attempts to address inflation.
If there was a silver bullet that would have solved inflation, it would have been shot, right? I think that it's about trying as many things as we can to try to affect that needle.
President Biden's doctor says the president is recovering nicely from COVID, Biden continuing his treatment on Paxlovid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
Wyoming Congressman Liz Cheney says the January 6th Select Committee is thinking about a subpoena to Ginny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Appearing on Fox News, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he's no fan of this.
This is part of the left's concerted effort to intimidate the court. I think the country, again, understands this for what it is and is not for it, even though the left continues to push it.
The Democratic-led committee has uncovered emails between Ginny Thomas and people they believe are relevant to the investigation of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The World Health Organization is issuing a new warning due to the ongoing monkeypox outbreak. It said there's no guarantee that cases will continue to primarily affect communities of gay and bisexual men. This comes as the WHO activated its highest alert level for the outbreak Saturday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Gas prices are down more than 15 cents from a week ago. AAA saying the current average across the nation is $4.35 a gallon. It was sitting at just $4.52 one week ago. China is no fan of a possible trip House Speaker Nancy Pelosi might be taking.
China threatens the Biden administration with war if Speaker Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan on a scheduled trip. Dean Jenks, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation on News Nation, points out the U.S. military is setting policy under the Biden administration.
Harry Truman said the buck stops here. Joe Biden seems to believe the buck stops anywhere but here. So he comes out and he basically doesn't say, I don't want Nancy Pelosi to go. And he doesn't say, I'd like Nancy Pelosi to go. And he says, no, the military is uncomfortable with this, as though that will decide that General Milley or somebody else in the military is the one who should decide whether Nancy Pelosi should go to Taiwan.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
T-Mobile will pay $350 million to settle with more than 76 million people whose information was compromised in a cyber attack. T-Mobile disclosed the breach last year. Information that was accessed included names, addresses, birth dates, driver's license information, and social security numbers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.